Hi, this is Yvonne Pran with Effective Church Communications, and I want to talk to you today about how to make the most of Halloween for evangelism, or the possible negative results of switching from calling it Halloween to a fall festival. Now, I know Halloween is such a contentious time in the church. A lot of people don't even like using the term Halloween because of its pagan origins. Now, in response to that, many churches have switched from calling things Halloween events to fall festivals. I totally get it. I totally understand, but bear with me for a few minutes and consider how changing the name in this way takes away part of the potential for using this holiday as an evangelism outreach time. Now, I know you might be thinking, what? Halloween for that? You know, isn't it just time to entertain the community if we do a trunk or treat or something like that? And yes, those things are really important. But please consider this as potentially one of your most important evangelistic times in the church. Now, what I want to talk about for the next few minutes is not just another Christian justification on why you should let your kids go trick-or-treating, but sincerely an attempt to help you see how Halloween can be used as a significant time for evangelism. It really doesn't matter, ultimately, if you change the name or not, but I want you to consider why I even bring it up. The Apostle Paul said we should be all things to all people that we might win some, and my contemporary paraphrase of this is that we need to use every opportunity, every holiday, every time that we can to introduce people to Jesus. Now, please consider what I'm about to share, and I hope that by the end of it, you'll agree that Halloween can be one of the best times of the year to consider the gospel. Now, before we jump into some of the practical things, let's look at the origins of Halloween. And a lot of people have problems because of that. Some mention it being part of the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which celebrated the souls of the dead. Others emphasize, and bear with me on this is all going to tie into the evangelism part in a minute. Others emphasize its attachment to the night before All Saints' Day, or those who were hallowed, in other words, All Hallows' Eve, which then became Halloween. And currently, and this is a really interesting one, the holiday has become attached to Dia de los Muertos. It's the traditional Mexican holiday celebrated on November 2nd, when it's believed the souls of the dead return to visit family members. Now, regardless of whether we look at the Celtic, Christian, or Spanish versions of this holiday, one thing that is extraordinarily important to consider, and that is that this holiday is fascinated with death. When we take away the focus on death and replace it with a fall festival, we swap a significant spiritual link from a highly motivating association to what I would kind of refer to as the spiritual equivalent of a pumpkin spice latte. Tasty? Not offensive, maybe, but honestly, relatively insignificant. Now, if we go back to remembering this holiday is focused on death, we have something to talk about, and here's how we can do it. The focus on death during the holiday season of Halloween, of Dia de los Muertos, etc., can be very beneficial to us sharing the gospel, because, with the exception of only two people, Enoch and Elijah, until the Lord returns, death will be the experience of everyone. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Death will come. But that's not the end of the verse, and this is really significant. And after that, the judgment. Everyone is going to die, and everyone is going to face God someday. Those of us who are Christians are charged with sharing the good news of salvation in Jesus, so that will be a time of great joy. We know that. But sharing our faith with others about that reality, it isn't easy. We don't even know how to bring up a topic related to it. We most likely are not going to ask our neighbors, "Are you afraid of facing God after you die?" You know you will die, and that will happen. Probably this isn't going to be your regular stand-around-the-mailbox conversation. instead. And we need to not make our congregation feel guilty or not badger people for not sharing more, but consider how Halloween, with its emphasis on death, gives us an opportunity to share our hope. Because as a starting point, again, during this holiday, people are thinking about death. Now, they're not just thinking about it, they are obsessed and fascinated with it. Their fascination might be morbid, distorted, and false, and all of those sorts of things, but they have an extravagant celebration of it. The website Investopedia actually said, U.S. consumers are projected to spend, this was for last year, but I'm sure it's even gone up since then, are projected to spend a record $10.14 billion, did you hear that? Billion on Halloween, substantially more than the $8.5 billion spent in 2020 and the $8.78 billion spent in 2019. The per-person amount spent on costumes, candy, decorations, and greeting cards, we have them for Halloween now, is averages $102 a person. Households with children will spend more than double the amount on Halloween items than households without children. And you see just from these statistics that Halloween is really big business. But I can't help but wonder, in the midst of the costumes, the chocolate consumed, all of that sort of thing, I can't help but wonder if a sliver of dread doesn't help but cross people's minds, even momentarily, if they consider the reality of ending up as a rotting corpse. Becoming a zombie or a ghost isn't exactly a positive outcome to our lives. Now, distorted as they might be, these images of death predominate our culture this season, and that, again, makes it a great opportunity to follow the command of the Apostle Paul to make the most of every opportunity, including the Halloween season, to share the gospel. Now, how to do that? Let's get very practical. You don't have to change the name of your celebration. Keep doing whatever you're doing to involve people in your community as an opportunity to get them to come to your church. But be sure, this everybody can do, no matter what you've already got in place, no matter what your plans are, everybody can make sure that they leave with more than candy in their little goodie bags and inside them with a meaningful message for them to consider. Your message can take a reference to Halloween and the emphasis on death to encourage them to think more deeply and to consider the one person who not only died and was buried, but who came back from the dead. And that person, of course, is Jesus. That is our salvation. That's the message we want to share. Now, to help you do this, I've created some flyers that you can go to the www.effectivechurchcom.com website. You can download them, freely print them, you can modify them, use them, whatever. Now, there are three versions of this. I have a really silly image one that has these funny little cartoon ghosts, and then I have more serious ones, and then I have one that's a real in-your-face message. Now, some of you might be hesitant to give something like that away, but scary as it might seem, if it will get one person to consider Jesus, to consider life after death when they haven't done that before, the possible embarrassment or offense or whatever is worth it. Now, let me say one thing also. I'll read you the messages on these in just a minute. But one thing also that I strongly encourage you to do, use this time as an opportunity to put into place some follow-up events for people to come to after your Halloween event. Some Bible studies, some seeker studies, whatever sorts of things like that, because that can be an incredibly important follow-up for them. Let me read you some of the content from the cards. The first one says, ghosts are fun at Halloween, but we know they aren't real. We'd like to introduce you to someone who really did die and came back from the dead. And you turn that over. That someone is Jesus. He didn't come back from the dead to scare us, but to offer us eternal salvation by trusting him. The Bible secular history, and the testimony of many verifies his resurrection. Please check out the events at our church to find out more. And you can just list things that are coming up, invitations for them. You can also give them websites that they might want to look at to check out more about it. And I have a number of different designs like this. And then I have another one that says, this is a little bit more serious, Halloween. It's a fun time for tombs, ghosts, and all things scary. But what about when it isn't Halloween? We can laugh at death when it's part of a Halloween spook house, but we don't laugh when it touches someone we love or when we must face it. This Halloween, take some time to check out the one person in all of history who conquered death, Jesus. His resurrection is a key belief of the Christian faith and what makes Jesus unique among religious leaders. We invite you to be a part of the activities of our church, and you can check out the facts online also and in private. Take time, ask questions, research the answers. Halloween might be a fun time, but seeking serious answers to life-changing subjects is always important. On the back of this card are links to websites you can check out to find out more and to the schedule of what our church is doing in this area. And then there's one more that's even a little bit more in your face on it, but it says, life is short, eternity is not. You owe it to yourself to carefully research what happens after you die. We believe your choice is between a literal, real heaven or hell, not a Halloween fantasy. That Jesus has gone before us, that he died, rose again, and conquered death is the core of the good news we share about him. This is how Paul, one of the founders of the Christian church, put it. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, on which you've taken your stand. By this gospel, you're saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you've believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. You, too, can have this hope of resurrection if you believe in Jesus. And then you can say something like, below are some of the events at our church we're hosting if you want to find out more. Take any of these and put them into whatever goodie bags you give out at your fall festival or Halloween celebration. The name really isn't as important as sharing the good news of the gospel with people. So do all you can this Halloween season, this fall festival season, whatever you want to call it, but use it as a time to bring people to Jesus. There are lots more ideas on the www.effectivechurchcom.com website. And now may the Lord bless you, give you joy and strength as you serve him today in church communications.